Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So several years ago, I served as a pastor of the week at Camp Metegoshi. One afternoon, the staff had planned an all-camp activity where the whole camp would canoe across the lake, across Pelican Lake to Lake Metegoshi State Park, and then they would have some activities and worship over there. So the day came, and throughout that morning, the staff closely watched the weather, and everything looked great. So that afternoon, everyone gathered at the beach, and the counselors and the campers got their life jackets on and hopped in the canoe, and they started heading across the lake. And no joke, once the last canoe was launched, guess what happened? The weather changed, as it often does in North Dakota so quickly. The wind came up and there were white caps, and the counselors and campers were having trouble controlling their canoes. The wind was pushing them in directions that they did not want to go. Campers were starting to panic. Support staff and leadership sprang into action, getting canoes to the side of the lake, pulling campers out. Some staff walked canoes back to the shore, to the beach area, while campers waited along the shoreline in various parts of the lake for someone to come and get them. Some were able to turn around and make it back to where they started. As the pastor of the week, they asked me to just go sit on the hill by the beach so that when campers returned, either by boat, by walking the shoreline, or even by bus, they came and gathered around me. Some literally kissed the ground. Some needed to process what had just happened, and many of them were just so amazed that the staff cared so much for them to go to these amazing lengths to help them. I think it was at that moment that many of them realized how much they mattered to the staff and how much the staff cared for them. In our gospel reading today, Jesus walks across stormy waters and through waves to get to his disciples. The disciples cry out in fear. They think Jesus is a ghost. I don't blame them. I mean, how many of you have ever seen someone walking across water? And I do not mean in the dead of winter in North Dakota. But Jesus speaks into their fear and their anxiety and says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." He comes to them despite their fears and their doubts. He comes to them showing them that they matter to him. So Peter decides he wants to step out onto the water. It's not super clear why he wants to do this. Yeah, maybe he wanted to make sure it was Jesus. Maybe Peter was acting without thinking like he often did. Maybe he was trying to prove himself and his faith to Jesus. Yet it didn't exactly turn out as expected. Peter got out of the boat, started walking towards Jesus, but then he noticed the wind and the waves, and he was afraid. And he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately, it says, Jesus reached down and pulled him up, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt? You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, I don't know about you. I have always read that line in a tone that suggests that Jesus is being stern with Jesus. I mean, yes, Jesus is being stern with Peter or chastising him. Yet this week during our staff meeting, Pastor Mary Lou was reading this text for us as we were studying it. And when she got to this line, she read it in a way that I have never heard, a way that I never even considered before. She read it with a voice that suggested deep love and deep concern for Peter. I really had to pause and think about it. "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" Despite his best intentions, Peter still sank. Peter still failed. Yet Jesus did not get angry with him. Jesus did not leave him to sink or even to swim back to the boat. No, Jesus immediately reaches down into the water and pulls Peter up, brings him to the boat. At this point in Jesus' ministry, I imagine that Peter and all the disciples were still trying to figure out who this Jesus guy was. This teacher who could calm the seas. This teacher who cared for them. This teacher who made them feel like they mattered and they were loved. And I imagine that this was one of those moments that Peter would never forget. The moment when Jesus reached through the waves and pulled him to safety. One of my favorite images or prints is called "Hand of God" by Young Sum Kim. It's up on the screen. What I love about this image is how we can put ourselves in Peter's place. How we can see the loving smile and extended hand of Jesus reaching down to us. Now, you and I might not be facing literal storms, like literal waves and storms, but we all have moments in our lives when we feel like we're sinking, where it feels like the wind is blowing us into unfamiliar territory, where our journey might just feel like it's unknown. Yet Jesus reaches to us just as he reached out to Peter, pulling us up and calming the storms in our life. And even though we fall time and time and time again, Jesus comes to us in our trouble and sustains us in our times of fear and doubt. You and I matter. We matter to Jesus. Even when we take a risk and screw up anyway, Jesus is there to reach out and catch us, reminding each of us that we are beloved children of God who matter. You matter. Jesus says so. Today at our block party in Cornfeed, and later in a few weeks at Out of the Darkness Walk, we'll be handing out cards that look like this. It says, "You matter. Jesus says so." And on the back of the card, it has all our worship times and our church information, address, all that kind of stuff. This card directs people to a place, to this place, where we have the opportunity to live out this idea that you matter. Jesus says so. So how can we be followers of Jesus as a church? Help people see that no matter who they are, no matter where they are in their life, they matter. They are loved. They are welcome. I mean, isn't that a message that we all need to hear? That we matter always to Jesus. But when the storms of life hit, it's sometimes hard to hear this message, isn't it? To believe this message. Peter stepped out onto the water and eventually realized that he mattered, even though he might not have been really sure who he was or what he was doing. Peter ended up realizing that he was loved and cared for by Jesus. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the movie Toy Story, the first one. In that movie, Buzz Lightyear, one of the toys, believed he was a real space ranger and not a toy. But there's a moment in that movie where Buzz comes to this realization of what he truly was, a toy. It was who he was made to be. At first, he was devastated. He didn't want to be a toy. Yet by the end of the film, he realized that he was created to be an action figure and that he mattered as Buzz Lightyear, the action figure. And by realizing this and knowing who he truly was, he was able to find a place among the toys. Sometimes in life, maybe even especially during the storms of life, we grow and change, and many of us may even wonder who we are. Yet through it all, we can learn who we truly are, beloved children of God, whose life matters no matter where we are in life. And we can learn and embrace where we most belong, in the family of God. So yes, you matter. Jesus says so. Remember this. Hold this closely to your heart, and may we, as Trinity Lutheran Church right here in downtown Bismarck, become a place where people hear this message and believe it and find a place to belong over and over again. So just so you know, before I finish here, there will be lots of these cards out on the Mental Health Task Force table today. Grab some. These are meant to just be handed out to let people know that they matter. This came from an idea where someone was given a card that said, "You matter." And it just touched the person so much. And we added our own little spin on it. So grab some to share. But to remember, not only to share, but for you, that you matter. Jesus says so. Thanks be to God. Amen.